This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Weekend Coronavirus Report for Sunday, April 5th, 2020, with all the coronavirus news for the Catskills and the Hudson Valley. Today's report, Greene County has 27 positive cases located in Windham, Durham, Greenville, Hunter, Cairo, Catskill, Athens, Coxsackie, and Hallcott. There are also 12 cases that tested positive and have been cleared, so just 15 active positive cases. And there are 77 individuals in Greene County being self-monitored for possible exposure, with 6 cases that have been released from quarantine status. Columbia County has 61 positive cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths. 5 of the positive cases are hospitalized. 2 of those are in ICU. Columbia County has 440 test results and 60 under mandatory quarantine and 22 under precautionary quarantine. There are also 9 residents with suspected not tested cases, and 24 Columbia County residents have recovered from COVID-19. In Dutchess County, 3,780 people have been tested, with 790 positive cases of coronavirus. As of April 4th, there are 78 Dutchess County residents in area hospitals, and 50 recovered, and 8 deaths. Ulster County reports 1,548 negative tests as of April 4th, and 318 positive cases, and 4 deaths. In Albany County, there are 278 positive cases of COVID-19 as of April 4th, with 464 people under mandatory quarantine and 82 people under precautionary quarantine. Albany County reports 2 more deaths for a total of 6. In Rensselaer County, there are 19 hospitalized as of April 4th, with over 279 in monitored quarantine and a total of 73 confirmed cases in Rensselaer County. At his daily press briefing, Governor Andrew Cuomo said New York City was not yet at the apex, but somewhere in the 4 to 8 day range from reaching the peak. Quote, "It's good that we're not at the apex because we're not yet ready," unquote. Cuomo said that Long Island has a growing share of COVID-19 patients as the virus spreads. Cuomo also said he's anticipating taking 500 unused ventilators from hospitals upstate for hospitals in need downstate, saying that's about 20% of the unused ventilators at those hospitals. The best news Cuomo had was that China was sending 1,000 ventilators, and the state of Oregon was sending another 140. Here's Governor Cuomo speaking April 4th on the ventilator issue.
I'm also signing an executive order to allow medical students who are slated to graduate to begin practicing. We need doctors, we need nurses, so we're going to expedite that. On ventilators, remember, we ordered 17,000 ventilators. To give you an idea of how many 17,000 is, the federal stockpile was about 10,000 ventilators for the nation. We ordered 17,000 just for the state of New York, and when we ordered the ventilators, we were paying for the ventilators. So trust me, you know the situation, financial situation of the state. We were not looking to spend a penny that we didn't have to spend. And we placed that order for the ventilators, and we were paying for that order. That order never came through. And this goes back to the China situation. We had signed documents, we placed the order. Governor Baker talks about this in Massachusetts. But then you get a call that says we can't fill that order because you had all that demand going in. So what do? We find what equipment we have. We use it the best we can. If you ask hospitals today, what ventilators do you have that are unused and available that they don't need in the short term, and take 20% of that number of available ventilators, that's 500 ventilators. 500 ventilators is a significant number now. China is remarkably the repository for all of these orders, ventilators, PPE, it all goes back to China. Which long-term, we have to figure out why we wound up in this situation where we don't have the manufacturing capacity in this country. I understand supply chain issues. I understand the cost of manufacturing. But There's a public health reason, as we've all learned the hard way, why we need the capacity in this country to do this. But anyway, it all comes back to China. So New York has been shopping in China. We're not really China experts here. International relations is not what we do on a daily basis. I've been to China before. When I was Sub-Secretary, I did a trade mission with China. So I have a basic understanding, but we went to the Asia Society to help us navigate China. I asked the White House to help us navigate China. I spoke to the ambassador, and we got really good news today that the Chinese government is going to facilitate a donation of 1,000 ventilators that will come into JFK today. And I want to thank Joe Tsai and Clara Tsai and Jack Ma from Alibaba and the Nets, but I'm not stating a preference, for their donation. That's going to be very helpful, and I want to thank Ambassador Wang very much for his help in making all of this happen, because this is a big deal, and it's going to make a significant difference for us. Also, the state of Oregon contacted us and is going to send 140 ventilators, which is, I tell you, just astonishing and unexpected. And I want to thank Governor Brown. I want to thank all of the people in the state of Oregon for their thoughtfulness. Again, this was unsolicited, but the 140 ventilators will make a difference. And I was thinking about it on behalf of New York and what it means for Oregon. First, it was a kind gesture. I know Governor Brown, and she is a kind person, but it's also smart from the point of view of Oregon. Why? Because we're all in the same battle here, and the battle is stopping the spread of the virus, right?
Cuomo also said it's fair to say that the 2020 legislative session is, quote, effectively over, unquote, though that seemed to upset many legislators. Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie wrote on Twitter that, quote, last week we established a system for remote voting, and we are on call to perform our constitutional duties as a co-equal branch of government. The assembly is in recess. Session is not over at the call of the speaker, unquote. The wife of New York State Senator James Seward, who has the coronavirus, posted online April 4th that he has been placed in a medically induced coma and has been on a ventilator since April 2nd. Quote, his condition had deteriorated quite rapidly and became dire, unquote, she wrote. But later on April 4th, Jeff Bishop, Seward's communications director, wrote on Twitter, quote, some very good news this evening. Senator Seward is no longer on a ventilator, unquote. Nationally, President Trump announced April 3rd that the Center for Disease Control now recommends everyone wear non-medical masks in public, although he said that he would not wear a mask. On April 4th, Trump said that he may take hydroxychloroquine himself, even though he does not have a prescription, and that stocks are running low for lupus patients who need the drug, and that Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is no definitive data about its effectiveness treating COVID-19. This has been today's WGXC Weekend Coronavirus Report. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information.